Today is Erev Pesach, and I want to share a word about Pesach. Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, regarding the Karban Pesach, the Moshe called Zikni Yisrael, and he told them, Mishchu kulechem tzoin, pull and inquire for yourself, tzoin sheep, and mishpachaisechem for your families, v'shachto pasach and shachto Karban Pesach. What's the Mishchu kachu? Pull, draw, turn to yourself, kachu and take, and purchase. So Rashi says, Mishchu means if you have your own, grab your own. And chul means if you don't have your own, go buy from the market, from the shuk. The Baal Turim says, Mishchu kuchul chamtsoin, he says, to remez, lebehema daka, sheniknes b'meshicha. To remez, for a small animal, like a sheep, that you acquire meshicha, which is pulling. There are various different ways which we can make kinyanim, acquire things. There is a great discussion in the Gemara, machlokes between Birchin and Mishlokesh, as to midaraisam in HaTorah, what's the kinyan of metaltlin? Metaltlin are items which are not fixed to the ground. Like, for example, animals, they're not fixed to the ground. How do you make a kinyan on them? So, Rabbi Yochanan says, in HaTorah, the kinyan is kesef, is with money. And Rish Lakish says the kinyan is midaraisa with meshicha, with pulling. But Rabbi Yochanan says, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that midarabanan, Chacham made a takana that the way you make a kinyan on metaltlin is with meshicha. However, this is between Yisrael and Yisrael. Between Yisrael, a Jewish person, and a non-Jewish person, it's the opposite. Whatever the kinyan midaraisa is between Yisrael and Yisrael. So, for example, Kuntra Rabbi Yochanan, he says the kinyan is money, is kesef. So, when it comes to Yisrael, to a non-Jewish person, the kinyan will be meshicha, will be to draw it. So, Why do I expound on this? Because if the Baal Turim is saying it's a remez over here, that a behemah daka is niknes b'meshicha, because the word says, mishchu, do meshicha, pull. And who pashtus, now, without going with Rashi, who says mishchu is referring to a person who's not buying, he was actually taking it from his own, but who are they purchasing these animals from? The simple understanding is that they would have been purchasing them from the Mitzrayim. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, midaraisa, the kinyan of metaltlin is money, is kesef, for a Yisrael to a Yisrael. But when a Jewish person was buying from a non-Jewish person, the kinyan midaraisa would be, technically, should be meshicha. So we can understand why the remez over here, the remez of Mehemadaka, why is the nikness meshicha? It's because they were purchasing the animals, these metaltlin, they were purchasing them from a non-Jewish person. Now, so sorry for all those technical details, but lemaisa, question arises, what's the point in having a remez for laws of buying and selling over here by the Karban Pesach? So let's try to understand that point. Let's use a different Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim, where right after the Pasuk tells us about having appropriate weights and measures, the Torah says, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Asher Etzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem Alekechem, Hashem, your God, who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And Rashi says, Almanas came. I took you out of Mitzrayim on this condition that you should be honest with your weights and measures. So we see there's some special connection between leaving Mitzrayim and being honest in business. Why is that? So we can understand, we could say it like this. If a person recognizes that their money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have faith in Hashem that the money is coming from him, then they would follow all of his rules that he says how you should make money. He says, don't steal. You're not going to steal. And if you're going to steal anyway, you're sort of denying that he's in charge of getting you the money. And so it's sort of a denial, the opposite of faith in Hashem. You're being chas v'shalom, it's almost like being kaifer, denying him. So we can understand. So what does that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? He's saying, stealing is a lack of bitachon. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about bitachon. Now let's expound on that for just a moment. We know the Ramban says, at the end of Parshas Bo, it's a famous Ramban, we speak always how there were the many, many nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, teach us that not only the great nisim comes from Hashem, but teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and even the nature, the way the world functions, is really also HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling things. And that's what the great miracles teach us, that every day, day to day, also is Hashem controlling it. So we can understand why it's important to, for Yetzias Mitzrayim, why it's important to have bitachon and have faith. And if we understand that being honest in business is a demonstration of faith, we could see already what the connection between honesty and even in monetary transactions has to do, what that has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was what we could see over here. Then we could understand why there's a remez for how to properly do business right over here by the Korban Pesach, which is the coming to the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, we can still ask ourselves, okay, we see a connection between business, between transactions, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what is why here by the Korban Pesach? Why specifically now by the Korban Pesach? So perhaps we can take this a step further even. Because we know Klal Yisrael didn't have any mitzvahs. They didn't have schosim to get out of Mitzrayim. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach and Milah, and they had schosim, but the Ma'ichai, with the blood of Korban Pesach, and the blood of the mitzvah of Milah, they were able to get out. That was a schos, a merit for them to get out of Mitzrayim. But up until this point, they did have some schosim. Chazal tell us they had schosim, they had merits, Shalishinu es Lashainim, they spoke the same languages that they spoke before they came down to Mitzrayim. They had their own language. They didn't change the way they dressed. They didn't change their names. But these things were not specific mitzvahs, commandments of Hashem, but these were ways that they functioned on a day-to-day basis. They functioned with a cognizance that they were separate, they were distinct, and they were special people. But now, Kaddish Baruch Hu is starting to give them the mitzvahs. A person could think, okay, now I have mitzvahs. Now we have actual commandments. So the daily stuff, which is not the commandments, perhaps I can let up on it. I don't need to be so as concerned with it as I was before. So the Torah, therefore, when it comes, is commanding them on bringing the Korban Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael with this remez also, don't forget, regular business also is also directed and guided to us how we're supposed to behave by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day-to-day stuff, Leshinus Leshainam, Leshinus Malbusham, Leshinus Shmaisam, those things that they didn't change, their names, their clothing, their language, the way you behave on a day-to-day basis, that's still governed by Hashem. Even now that we have actual mitzvahs, don't forget that. And we can see that's similar to saying that the great miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are to remind us that the teva, the nature, and the regular way the world functions also comes from Hashem. Just like we're saying, The great miracles teach us that their day-to-day is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also want us to remember, even after you have the mitzvahs of Hashem, don't forget that the day-to-day also is governed and run by Hashem. And the way we behave, the way we do business, and that we need for us to be honest, for example, that also is guided by Hashem. And don't forget, don't think now that we have mitzvahs, we can pay attention less to that special mode of behavior that we are supposed to act in. So now, We asked why is there a remez for Mekach HaMemka, for business, by Korban Pesach, by Yetzias Mitzrayim? So we said, because acting honestly in business is why we got out of Mitzrayim. It's because you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls and runs the world. Just like all the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the great miracles teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the day-to-day of the world as well. And we asked why specifically by the Korban Pesach. Why over here is because we said up until this point they didn't have mitzvahs, but they had still needed to act properly in an appropriate Jewish manner. And but even now that they had mitzvahs, they're reminded, don't forget that even the day-to-day stuff which seem mundane, you also need to behave properly. And now we can also understand one last point, that this understanding of properly behaving has also to do with freedom, which is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Our Cheres, it's a Cheres Olam, it's an eternal freedom that we acquired when we left Mitzrayim, and which we live with still today. Because we find, the Mishnah says, Marba Avodim, someone who has a lot of servants, Marba Gezel, he increases stealing. We see that someone who is not free has leans towards stealing. Brings out stealing. Why is that? Because someone who's not free and he's no one to rely on, he has to just grab whatever he can because he's no one he can have confidence is going to protect him, is going to save him. But we as Klal Yisrael, if we have betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our betachon demonstrates itself in that we can follow his rules and we can be honest, It's because there's no greater cheres than that. Because there's no greater freedom in knowing that we don't have to do things that are wrong. We can rely on Hashem, and we can rely on his teachings. On his teachings, we rely on the things that he told us, and we can rely on how we're supposed to behave. And we can know if we do what he says and he tells us to do, things will be okay. And things will be okay because they will be good in his eyes. Whatever happens is up to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us that we should always have proper bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says. And we eat the matzah tonight. Matzah, b'kabbalah, is called Na'amah de Menei Menusa, the bread of bitachon, of amunah. It's a schus for us. We should celebrate Pesach properly, and we should reinforce in ourselves and in our families proper and simple and real bitachon and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we have that real faith, and we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, that'll bring for us a great taste of freedom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring freedom for us, for all of Klal Yisrael, all those that are Abachinu B'nei Yisrael, that are suffering and nervous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring them obvious freedom and obvious removal of any anxieties. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us cheiros, freedom. We shouldn't have to worry about anything. We should be able to rely on Hashem, and we should have a wonderful Yom Tov.